Hi there. Welcome to the second episode of my podcast. In this one, I'm going to focus on JavaScript loop performance. So mostly I'm going to cover for each, for loop and while loop performance and compare different test cases. It's worth mentioning that in JavaScript, it's pretty optimized for readability for the most part. And not especially cleverness. So just because you have like a cute solution doesn't mean that it's going to perform any faster, especially with your compiler getting involved when you're breaking down your code for launch. So for each is an array method that will loop through the whole array and allow you to do something with each item. For anyone who's not familiar, and most people are familiar with the basic for loop. Simplest way to optimize a for loop if you're looping through an array is to declare the length before you start the loop so that isn't calculated on every cycle. Otherwise, it'll go and check the condition that the index is less than the array length, and every time it'll check the length. The compiler will probably deal with this for you. However, it's possible it won't make a difference. So I would probably just do it anyways because it's better practice to write code that's that makes more sense. I did a test on a for loop with the length declared outside, and it ran about 5 times faster than a loop with the condition inside. So that's definitely worth doing. One strength using a for loop versus a for each loop is that you can break out of a for loop at any time using a break keyword. So if you want to loop through an array and find something, then that's a scenario where you would want to use a for loop over for each, because a for each loop makes you go through every item in an array, whereas a for loop you can just stop it once you find the item. But what's much simpler than that is a find method, which is an array method that you just pass in a condition and it will break the loop once that condition is met and return the item that meets that condition, the first item. So if there's multiple items, just the first one will be returned. If you look at the performance metrics, comparing a for loop to a for each, the for loop is actually faster. However, a lot of the time, this added performance won't make a difference in your application. And using for over for each is premature optimization. Instead, optimize your code for readability to ensure easier long-term maintenance, because a for each is much easier to read than a for loop. Not that a for loop's particularly hard to read. When performance becomes an issue with for each, then reach for the for loop and see if it makes a difference, is what I would say. In testing, I found that for each loop going through every item in array was around 1.5 times slower than a for loop doing the same thing. But a while loop that decrements was approximately 1.5 times slower than the for loop. So that's a while loop where you're checking the length every time, and you're doing like length minus minus inside of the array. In my test, I found that a while loop that imitates a for loop but doesn't calculate the length every time is very, very slightly slower than a for loop that does the same thing. Online, I found a lot of people saying that this was the fastest way, but in the test I did, I actually didn't find that was the case. An example of that would be like let length equal array length, and that's outside the while loop. And then the while condition would just be length minus minus. So it would start at, instead of starting at zero, it would start at the last index and go down. Actually, that the length condition outside of the array should be let length equal array length minus one. So it starts at the actual last index. This was about 7% faster than the similar loop. That's condition is I is less than array.length, because it's going to recheck that array length every time. And yeah, that's basically the those are basics of loop performance that I found. I was going to do I was going to do comparators, but I decided that that's a different podcast because that would take too long to do both of these in one. Some interesting resources for checking JavaScript performance that I used was jsperf.com. It allows you to compare a lot of different cases. You have to link your GitHub, though, and then push it up or something. An easier version of that is jsben.ch. It's a cool site where you can compare the runtime of multiple different functions. So what I did was I put a bunch of different loop cases in and I ran them all, and I found the differences between each and when you would really want to use each one. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed the podcast and learned about loop performance. Keep an eye out for my next one, which will be on comparator performance. Thanks.